Blog Talk Radio.
It's Ant-Man, it's Ant-Man, it's Ant-Man, yeah. It's Ant-Man, it's Ant-Man, yeah. They call me Ant-Man, the man. You could be like that, my jam, my jam. They call me Ant-Man, no. Man, if y'all don't know, I be shopping, I be spending, I be balling till I'm broke. If there's a limit, I ain't seen it, cause I'm balling like a pro. Just got some money in my pocket and I'm about to let it go. In the club, acting crazy, I'm as tipsy as can be. Throwing money like it's nothing, about as far as I can see. 2010, this is the year I'm going far as I can see. So grab your telescope, I'm flying high, discard your submarine. Being lazy's what I like, some say I'm crazy like a crow. I'm so flying, you deny something your lady wouldn't show. You ever get out with the thought of why your lady wouldn't go? I got your girl like my career, I guess that means she's about to blow. All the women, they be chasing me, yeah, I know why. All my clothes and shoes are faded, yes sir, I'm so fly. Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly.
Bitch, I make this money fly.
Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly. Bitch, I make this money fly. Get them all out every weekend to upgrade my style. Spending money, going reckless, and I'm just so wild. Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly.
Bitch, I make this money fly.
Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly. Bitch, I make this money fly. I've been hustling, I've been hoping, I'm the rapper of the year. You stuck in trapping, cause your rapping won't be happening for years. Hit them all and buy it all, it seems it's happening in here. Hit the bar and drink it all until you asking why you here. Making all my money disappear, that's what I seem to do. That makes the life of Ant-Man and the magician interfere. Sometimes I spend my money quick and I be sitting here confused. Did I blow it on the clothes and shoes or was it on the coupe? I stay clean like I'm detergent, moving fast like I am sound. All my fans, they know I show them love and pass when I'm in town. I know that we ain't in school, but have some class when I'm around. With the women, it feels like I'm at a draft when I'm around. All the women, they be chasing me, yeah, I know why. All my clothes and shoes are faded, yes sir, I'm so fly. Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly.
Bitch, I make this money fly.
Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly. Bitch, I make this money fly. Hit them all out every weekend to upgrade my style. Spending money, going reckless, and I'm just so wild. Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly.
Bitch, I make this money fly.
Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly. Bitch, I make this money fly.
It's raining, it's pouring, your nigga, he was snoring. I guess that brought you here into the club tonight. Make this money fly, I'm about to throw some dubs tonight. All these bitches jocking me, which one am I gonna fuck tonight?
A nigga make so many moves, I'm telling what I'm about to do. I'm about to hit the store again like, damn, I just got some shoes. Never had no haters, everybody say that I'm a fruit. I am so official, I'm surprised that I don't write the rules. All up in the club, by the bar, out about every week. Sometimes I hit the strip and let it pour out on the super freak. Some drink it till they fall out, I just drink till I'm with super freak. Some people say I'm dreaming, I say nah, I think you asleep. That's right, cuz all the women, they be chasing me, and I know why. All my clothes and shoes updated, yes sir, I'm so fly. Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly.
Bitch, I make this money fly.
Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly. Bitch, I make this money fly. Hit them all out every weekend to upgrade my style. Spending money, going reckless, and I'm just so wild. Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly.
Bitch, I make this money fly.
Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly. Bitch, I make this money fly.
I'm the nigga in the club that you see. You wonder why your girl keeps looking at me. Maybe it's my swagger, cause I done made this money fly. And I know that you wanna try, but you know that you can't. Cause they call me Andrew Man.
They call me Man.
They call me Ant-Man.
I am a color, but I made
I am with my
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Mixture of Arts on EOTM Radio, where art is in all diversity of music. This is your girl, Say To Say What, holding it down one more again. And, yep, folks, we got a taste for show for you guys tonight, especially for those men out there that is into the strip club scene and are dying to master the secret to strip club seduction. Okay, friends, well, before I get all deep and all worked up, you already know that EOTM strives to encourage, empower, and enlighten minds by increasing networks, because entrepreneurs on the move understand it increases your net worth. Now, with that said, if you're looking to work from home on the net, I'm telling you, it doesn't even matter if you want to do it as a hobby or just as a career. Like, you should definitely go ahead and connect with Creative Hobbies /careers on Facebook, all right? Okay, y'all, well, real quick, you already know I get down with the poetry, so if you want to go ahead and spit that fire poetry for me real quick, y'all could definitely go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543. Oh, and don't forget, I almost forgot. Now, for those of you who tuned in for the hottest in the I'm talking about the fiest freestyle battle on Mixture of Arts. I mean, I have been receiving tons and tons and tons of votes. And I have to admit, I mean, Ty, Jay, and Lil Pat, all you guys did extremely, extremely, extremely well. But there is only one winner, and our listeners felt as though Ty's flow was a little bit harder. So congrats to Ty, and you have won a free copy of my poetry book, Sweet Life and Poetry. And if you guys are wondering where you can find Sweet Life and Poetry by Say To Say What, y'all can definitely go ahead and visit lulu.com, and that's L-U-L-U, and just type in Say To Say. Now, Ty will be a future guest on the Mixture of Arts, so y'all should be on the lookout for Ty on Mixture of Arts very, very soon. Okay, so now, speaking of Ty, I wanted to go ahead and put him on the line for us real quick just to speak to him and see how he feels about him winning. So, Ty, what's good, y'all? What's popping? What's good?
Hello, hello. Problems.
Yeah, what's up, Ty? What's good?
Everything. I'm glad to hear that. I'm kind of shocked at the same time. Want to be honest, I gotta thank you for that opportunity.
That's what's popping. Good. Okay, Ty. Now for those folks that haven't heard your flow, you know what I'm saying, would you be willing to go ahead and spit a little something for us real quick?
I wouldn't mind. I guess you got a beat or something you can play in the background, or do I need to do a cappella?
It depends on how you want to do it. Like, do you want to go ahead and just spit it without no beat, or you feel as though that it would be better?
I think, at the time, I would like for a beat just so I could just float off the vibe or whatever it is. Yeah,
all right, cool. Got you. All right, man, go ahead and spit that fire.
Yeah. I'm wishing I can get a little more volume in my headphones, kids. Still. Yeah. Cell phone on fire this time around the yo. Area, I hope you're on the line, my dude. It's 5-1, that's my guy right there. Them niggas ain't gonna see, not a side or a summer. Hold on, we here. We alive and we want it. It's slowing down, you moving for that. You better come with it, run it down, and lose your man. Who's running with it? I'm putting my hands up, and this is not for the flaming. Yeah, the guy upstairs and the guy inside. And move your face like you riding red. Keep your man on the side. You looking for the four, because that car right there ain't going no more. Ain't pulling out the door, ain't pulling out the garage. I'm pulling yours more, I'm pulling for the fly. Nah, you can see it, because I'm bringing two of them. Call the shit here, my knife, yeah. You can see it how he breaking down styles after styles, but my shit don't break. It's going mile after mile, and I'm still running with Let It Jeep. Let it break, but while I hit down, I'm about to chow down. I'm seeing plates after your face, you seeing wild. See it now, but never seen another child. It's a man here, stand there, stand clear. I'm going out the air, over your face or over time. I'm over that, over miles, hovering. See my face to see where I'm covered this. Now I'm like your man ain't seen, but I'm buttering shit. Leaving for biscuits if you seen how I'm other than.
That is definitely, definitely what's popping. There you go, Ty. Now, for you guys out there that just listen to Ty, I'm pretty sure you guys are like that nigga right that definitely goes hard. Now, Ty, for those folks that would like to connect with you, can you just tell them how they can get in contact with you real quick?
Like I said, constantly. I need to prep myself and get more on the internet, but I do have an email at stillsoaring9aol.com. That's still STILL soaring, SOARING, the number 9aol.com.
Juicy, 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 juicy. Oh. Okay, Ty, thank you so very, very much for calling in. And I will definitely go ahead and send you Sweet Life and Poetry by Say to Say What. And I will definitely go ahead and set up that interview, all right?
That's what's up. Appreciate it. We'll all be right. Reading.
Cool. Peace.
All right. Bless.
Alright, man. We gotta keep this show popping. Alright, Joe. Now you already know, right? Alright, Joe. Now, you might say that the ultimate target, right, rich, well, let's say for those strippers out there. People say that they're after the rich guys. And where else are you literally surrounded by beautiful, nearly naked women? I'm talking about the alcohol is flowing, and most of the girls are buzzed. And the lighting and the music is set for seduction, heavy. And every one of the girls that wants to approach you, and like I would say, like the topic of the day is pretty juicy, juicy topic. If you want to go ahead and call in and share your comments about this topic, about how to master the strip club seduction, and also want to discuss the myths behind these strippers, y'all can definitely go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543. Okay, now my thing is that this topic right here is kind of deep, and whatever that we say on this show, please don't take it by heart. It is everybody's own opinion, and the things that we say on here is by far our own knowledge and what we think of this topic. Now, if you truly, truly, truly want to go ahead and discover the secret to strip club seduction, y'all can definitely go ahead and visit bulletproofseduction.com /?offer=SAYEWHAT and the end sign PID=5. Now, for those who are already tuned into EOTMradio.com, y'all can definitely go ahead and see that link underneath of the paragraph right there underneath of the player for the show. Okay. Now, this is my first time talking about something like this, and, I mean, it's pretty funny to me, but, you know, I'm so glad that you guys tuned in to stay with your girl. Now, I would have to say that most guys, however, buy into the stereotypes about strippers, and this holds them back from trying to take it to the other level. Now, I have a couple of callers on the line right now for those who want to go ahead and comment about what I just said. Let me go ahead and see. The first caller I see is 404-879. You are live. What's popping? What's good?
Oh, me.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. How you doing?
Hi. Oh, I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. So how are you liking the show? Like, what's good?
Oh, it's cool. I mean, Ty, folks, I just have to give a heads up to him because he did good. He did good.
Definitely. So how you feel about how you feel about the topic and like what are you really expecting to hear as far as our listeners?
A lot of different things, you know. I mean, stripping is like a broad. Stripping / exotic dancing is like a broad spectrum of topics within itself. Dancing, sex.
Yeah.
Some folk take it to the next level, to the negative side. Some people are going to take it to the positive side, like a mother trying to take care of her children. And
okay.
she don't have no idea into getting a stable job. So, I mean, this economy out here is kind of messed up. So, I mean, the only way that she can get the money to provide for her children is stripping. I know this girl, she goes to my school, and she's been doing this for like about 3 years, and she's been trying to get out of it, but it's only for her kids.
So like as far as like the whole children issue thing, like how you feel about women who have kids and they go out there shaking their ass and shit, you know what I'm saying, and getting paid for what they do? I mean, do you feel as though it's a total disgrace, or do you just feel as though it's like a straight hustle and like it's probably just temporary, but you know, like, unfortunately, sometimes a lot of females, well, not a lot of females, but some females might stay on this type of living until they're, like, 40 or 50 years old. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. What I feel about it is, you know, with mothers having kids, on the other hand, it's different from just doing it by yourself. I don't condone strippers, I don't, like, you know, agree upon stripping,
mm-hmm.
because that's like putting your body out there to just be, you know, attacked upon, you know what I mean? So, but if there is another alternative, I wouldn't condone females with children, you know, setting that example, even though that's the only thing that they know that they can, you know, they can hustle to get up the money to provide for their family. But, it's just a double-edged sword. I mean, because first, you going out there providing for your family. Then, on the other hand, you, like, exposing your body. And then, on top of that, you got to be careful because you teaching your kids a different value than what you're doing, because kids are always... they always, you know, learn from viewing.
That's true.
You know,
that's
you can tell.
Right.
Exactly. You can tell kids point blank what to do, but they see with their eyes. I mean, you can tell them not to curse, but you curse 24/7. What are they going to do? They're going to curse.
True. Amen to that. Amen to that. Definitely. Like you really just hit the nail as far as, like, the example thing. Now, you said that your name was Chelsea, right?
Yes.
Okay, Chelsea. Is there something, like, particular that you wanted to say, like, before you called in, or can you just tell us more, a little bit more about you?
Oh, well, it's funny you to say that because I'm a poet slash songwriter, and I dwell in neo soul, jazz, blues, and gospel.
Okay.
And I love it. And I used to, I mean, I've been writing songs and poetry since I was like 7 years old. In the seventh grade, my bad.
Okay, so you're saying that you do poetry, and for every listener out there, you already know I definitely get sent in with the poetry, so shoo, you already know. For real. Is there a possibility that you can go ahead and spit a little piece for us?
No, I'm just playing. I already know I got it on deck. And I'm looking at it, like, right in front of me.
Go ahead and enlighten us.
Okay, well, this poem is called To Cater to Who Needs. Here I go. She makes her purpose known as she caters to a man without morals and joins a promise without rules, just a form of hips and size of waist to split legs open wide, eagle wings long, to signify, to specify his very need and appetite, not displaying their relations to the world. Just lust behind closed doors, disregarding voices of reluctant fear, she stands, waiting, hoping for him to love her back, that he loves me not, I love him routine.
Hmm.
But she claims not to be a backdoor mat of the evening, called by him at late hours, so he can bend her like a pretzel and make his wild dream come true. She lays there in temporary bliss while he gets ready to leave and takes his fixtures with him, saying no word of comfort, leaving her in agony and begging for something that will never come with him. True love. Establishing another, for he now holds dear, disregarding her like old underwear, as she is a formal other concubine, drifting as a silhouette on the wall. Emotions full, depression falls. She is not a doormat, she continues to say, and she displays the very characteristics. Now she changes her attitude, thank God, and turns away from her temporary fixtures. He realizes that what he has lost and follows behind like a wet, sad pup. But too late, her confidence is up, for she has learned to love oneself and now is with a good man. She is not a doormat to walk on and rub the dirt off and move on of woman to love herself inside, body, and soul, deeply watches over her temple and who dwells within it, has the Most High lead her way every footstep she takes. For a doormat she is no more.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
That is so freaking deep, man. I really do enjoy that piece for real, because that piece right there is definitely, definitely real. Now, for those females out there that are listening and are in the situation that she just described, I need you to walk away and don't become a freaking doormat, because that is not the way to go. You are beautiful, you are intelligent, and you deserve better than what you are experiencing right now. Oh, my God, Chelsea, I really do appreciate you sharing that little piece with me tonight. Can you, now for real, can you just go ahead and tell us where we can go ahead and find you at?
Well, you can find me on Facebook, Chelsea Usher, C-H-E-L-S-E-A, Usher, like ushering, U-S-H-E-R. I'll be there with a big old smile on my face. And or you can email me at chelsea2055@yahoo.com.
Good. All right, Chelsea, do you want to go ahead and hang up, or you want to go ahead and chit-chat with us and continue on the show?
I continue on the show, sweetheart. No worries.
All right, cool. Well, we have another caller on the line. It is 678-754. You are live. What's popping? What's good? Okay.
Yo.
Yeah,
hey,
what's
too.
Good? Yeah.
Yeah, this time. I'm still online.
Oh, okay. My bad, Ty. Good. How you feeling about Chelsea's poetry?
Oh, man, I feel like you couldn't say it no better. I mean, she had me surprised over here.
You know what I'm saying?
I surprised a lot of people.
Definitely, like that poem right there was pretty, inspiring, and I'm pretty sure for those who are going through it are probably thinking, like, damn, that's exactly what the hell I'm going through right now, and I need to go ahead and straighten up, like, ASAP. All right, Ty, thank you so very much for calling in. We have another caller on the line. It is 401-226. You are live. What's good?
Yes, my name is Aisha, and I wanted to comment on the stripping.
Okay.
Now, me personally, I have no, like, I don't mind stripping. To me, it's your decision on what you're going to do. If you have kids, you're absolutely right. You should think more about it or whatever, but at the same time, you got to do what you got to do. Now, if your kid is young, and then, like, 2, 3, now, you could tell them you're going to work. I don't know. But I just enjoy it. Like, that's just me. I enjoy it. It's something sexy that we would see on a video somewhat. It's, like, previews of it.
Yes, okay.
But I love to dance. I love all sorts of dancing. And maybe that's where I'm from as my part of it. I love jazz, I love hip-hop, I love tap dancing, I love all the kind of dance. So this is just another form of dance for me. We all grown. This is the adult thing. This is something that, you know what I mean, we at the club and we dancing, you know what I mean? Some of the moves we doing, we just doing it with no clothes on. I mean,
and you know what, though? Like it's so crazy because I was looking on the internet like a couple of days ago and I found some little quotes online about strippers, right? And the first myth that I heard well seen was, it says that college girls may be stripping to pay their tuition. How you feel about that?
How do I feel about college girls paying for their tuition?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's just like a guy out here doing things that they have to do so that they can get their tuition. Everybody has a hustle. So if a chick is out there hustling to get her money, it's no different from a nigga doing what he want to do to get his money to pay his tuition. The smart ones that know how to hustle for the right thing. That's my whole thing on it.
Okay, so how you feel about this other quote? It says that strippers are prostitutes. Sexually teasing is not exchanging money for sexual gratification. It is exchanging money for sexual frustration, and some people like being teased. And it says, what goes on in the lap dance booth that's a stripper myth that prostitutes, not strippers, turn into a reality. And it says that stripper reality is the linguistic conversion process you have to use to translate stripperies into English. I don't know what the hell is stripperies, but it says your stripper says college to you. And how does the stripper reality machine translate this into English? In stripperies, college equals the next 8 ball of cocaine.
Okay. Now, that's just like you have out here with the rap game, with anything. You have some people that go into this big business, know what they want, they going to keep their eye on the prize, and they going to make it happen. So at the end of it, everything pays off, they get what they want. But then you have them some that are in the game, but they don't know how to handle the game. They don't know how to handle the situations that may come at them, so they fall off. That's exactly how I feel about stripping. If a chick is in the stripping club and she may do it for a certain reason, if her head is strong, she'll make it through and do what she got to do. But if her head is not strong and she's weak in certain situations, she's going to fail. That's in anything that you do. That's just Aisha's opinion.
I love that comment, Aisha. I love it. Chelsea, how you feel about what she just said, and as far as what I just said as well?
That's her opinion. Hey, my opinion differs from everybody else's.
So how you feel about the little jokes I was just saying about?
That's funny if I don't get out. Because languages, and I know everybody has some languages and all that stuff. Hey, I got my own language. You know, hey, you already seen it, and you already seen a snippet in my poem, but it's like, whew. That was funny. The other stuff. I mean, people are raised differently. Hey, I mean, I understand. If you seem like dancing, stripping is your way to hustle, and yes, you have to have a strong head, because if you don't have no strong head, you're going to end up on the street dead. So, yeah. It's like that, because, I mean, I see so many people out here that lose themselves when they even step, they tippy-toe in this kind of business. I'm not saying that it's bad. I'm not saying that it's good. It has bad and good aspects of it, though.
That's true.
But when you have a child, I'm going back to children. I'm sorry. You can tell the children over and over, mommy's going to work. But if mommy don't come back home for some strange reason and she on the news, somewhere that she not supposed to be, and the children see that, that's gonna stay with them for the rest of their life. My mother has been in 15 foster homes before the age of 7.
Wow.
Before she got adopted, and she's seen so much in that little childhood. It don't matter if it's stripping, it don't matter if it's rape, it don't matter if it's eating all kinds of sort of nourishment that's not even nourishment and blah, blah, this. But it has stayed with her through the decades. And if you don't have a strong head in that, it follows you and it builds your character and it actually molds you into the person that you are today.
You know what? You are so, so, so right. And, you know, like, that right there is with any single thing. I mean, I know a lot of women who's, like, their entire family was hooked on crack. You know what I'm saying? And, but they turned out to be so successful. It's like these women are successful as women whose family is like from straight, is like from the straight hood. And when you literally talk to these women, you wouldn't even expect them to even be in that type of situation. Like, and that's the difference between a strong woman that says, no, this is not my life. I'm not going to turn this into pity. I'm not going to blame this shit on my family. You know what I'm saying? Like, my whole route is going to be different. I'm going to just change my whole life around. And it can happen. Like, there is no reason why you should go on with life in self-pity because your family is this way, or you was raised this way, or you have been around men who has been abusing you. You know what I'm saying? Like, but at the same time, everybody is not strong. And you know why? I think a lot of people, like, some women are not strong to just say, hey, I'm about to put a stop to this, is because they don't really have that backbone.
Exactly.
To really sit there and encourage them.
But the thing, look, I got, if you talk to my mother, you won't even think that what happens to her until she tells you, and you'd be like, whoa. But I get you, sister, when you say you're strong women and weak women. It goes on again with strong men and weak men as well. But if it comes to a point where these generational curses has to stop at some point.
That's true.
It has to stop at one point.
You're right.
I know
and you're not
off course from stripping for a minute. I'm sorry. But this guy, it goes into detail with how strong you are mentally. And I get the other lady that was on the phone, Aisha.
Yeah.
I get her when she said you got to be strong-minded in doing a certain thing and all that stuff. And at some point, and this is only my opinion, I've seen so many people, I've had so many friends that I've had to disconnect from. I've had so many associates that were in different situations that they had to actually just break the generational curse, be strong enough, get strong enough to even break the curse. Because have you ever heard of a generational curse?
Oh, yeah, I have definitely heard of it, and it's true. Like,
I mean, it is running rampant in our own society as people, as my people, and I'm like,
so how do you feel about it? Like as far as strippers and this whole generational curse thing, do you feel as though like the whole attitude towards the whole stripping thing?
What you saying? You saying like the negative vibe against stripping, or are you saying the whole stripping game? Hello? 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 Well, if y'all can't hear me, well, I can't hear y'all, but, it's y'all opinion, but if y'all want to strip or not, I don't judge people, but what I think And what I feel, if you have a chance to step away from that, step away from it. Because it's not worth. Of course, you have to choose between, oh, I feel so empowered, I feel so happy. But at some point, some people lose themselves. And I get you have to be strong-minded and strong-willed. But sometimes you're stuck. Some people are stubborn about, okay, so many people are coming up to me and telling me, okay, go ahead, do this, go ahead, do that. But then in the back of my mind, I'm saying point blank, is this right for me? Some folk don't have no conscience. Some folk do. I mean, I'm a very spiritual person, and I'm getting more spiritual each and every day reading, getting more knowledge, getting more wisdom and all that stuff. And it gets to a point where this is the 11th hour. This is what we're supposed to do in the 11th hour. Some folks think this is not going to be the end of the world. Some folks, this is going to be the beginning of the end of the world. It don't matter. You choose between worldly things and the intangibles. And if y'all can hear me out there, because I can't hear y'all. If y'all can hear me out there, then think about it. Because you have to think, after this world, what is after that eternity? Where do you want to spend for all eternity? Some folk don't think or don't believe in God. That's your opinion. Some folk don't think about the Most High. Some folk don't think about his Hebrew name. Don't think about this and don't think about that. Don't think about the Bible or whatever, religion or whatever. But this is this. You have to distinguish between whether or not you want to sacrifice this life for a life of happiness and no regrets and no fire, no brimstone or whatever, or you going to live the life that you want to live and know in your heart that is not right. Now, concerning stripping, I am not going to, say down nobody, this is just my opinion. I don't want nobody to get mad at me or anything. It's just my opinion, sweetheart. You can get mad at me if you want to, but I'm just speaking on what I believe is true and what I feel inside my soul and my heart, what it should be like. I mean, you only have one life to live, and it goes deeper than stripping. It goes deeper than smoking weed every day. It goes deeper than going to a strip, going to a club 24/7, and all that stuff. It goes deeper than marrying somebody just for his money. It goes deeper than just living for tangible things, things that are not going to be your key way into heaven. I'm just dead serious. So if y'all can hear me, I can't hear y'all. I have to get up in the morning. And y'all have a blessed night. Take care. Peace. Be still and chicken grease. And love you. Talk to you later. I'll see y'all next Wednesday. And I love you. I love y'all, my people. Good night.